Time for TGIF on KFOX. Don't go away. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of AMR. An exciting edition. The topic today, a first-time topic, is called The Soul's Scream. Part two of yesterday's show on feeling bliss and happiness and one with the universe, which some people might find difficult in attaining. So we're going to talk about releasing stress today and reaching that peak eventually in case it is necessary for you to attempt that climb. All right, the soul's scream. Well, today's topic is all about stress, and it's all about Scorpio factor that we all have inside of us. Now, yesterday I was talking about trying to climb the chakra scale and reach high levels, throat chakra area, brow chakra focus. Yesterday I was trying to explain how it is possible for people to reach bliss-like states of consciousness. And I was also trying to explain to you that people that I know have reached this high state of awareness of the God force and the God self and the spirit of God within. And you hear these things from me, from Farley Malaris on the show. You listen to these topics, and I know some people are sitting there and they're kind of doubtful. Maybe they have Capricorn factor, or they're from Missouri and they want to hear the show me. And they say to themselves, Farley, how the heck am I supposed to reach this area of happiness and bliss when every day or every other day or for whatever reason I wake up with such an incredible load of stress on me? I realize that these are tough times for a lot of people. And you just don't walk away from a radio show that's all about bliss and happiness and kundalini sex and chakra consciousness and all that and say to yourself, snap your fingers and go, no problem, especially if you don't have a tape of the show. I am aware of this. You know, I'm totally aware that life is not going to be blissful and happy every day, even for those of us that are able to reach that level. Now, it's important and it's fun to be able to keep a heart or even a throat chakra or, you know, occasionally a brow chakra focus, like if you're in a train or in a bus or you're driving in a car and you're just kind of sitting and gazing out the window and you're just kind of losing it. You're just daydreaming or you're just kind of floating out there. So I'm aware that in today's society, with the emphasis on materialistic needs and demands, with the emphasis on social pressure and relationships, with the emphasis on all the choices that we're constantly being confronted with to make on a day-to-day basis, that the pressure does build and the stress does compound. And where does that stress go? Well, that stress goes to your body, because the body is the church. It is the temple of the soul. It has nowhere else to go but into a material place, because it's material stress, and it is that material place which is closest to your spirit, which is your body. And that's why people, I feel, in my opinion, get sick and break down, and why they embrace disease or whatever, because they don't know how to release their stress. Some people think I'm a Leo, and some people think I'm a Libra rising, but down deep, I know I am really a Scorpio, because I have a Scorpio moon in the first house, and I also know that each and every one of you down deep somewhere inside of you also is a Scorpio. Do you know what a Scorpio is? A Scorpio is a person that is either euphorically, blissfully happy, which is something that we as Scorpios, all of us qualify, because you got Scorpio somewhere in your chart on one of your cusps, and you have Pluto somewhere in your chart also, which is the Lord of Scorpio, which is probably one of the most powerful planets. Pluto is a very small planet. It's almost as big as the Earth's moon, if that. Chakra speaking, you got to remember that this is the planet that is the skin of the zodiac. It is the outer shell of this realm of our solar system. And even though it's not the farthest planet out now, categorically speaking, the majority of the time throughout the millions of years, Pluto is the outer crust of this system. And for that reason, it actually, in my opinion, once again, is like the window or the warp to different realms beyond the solar system, to different dimensions. So the Scorpio factor is absolutely necessary for us to embrace and understand this energy, this intense extreme force, which can be euphorically and blissfully happy, walking on a cloud, godlike, almost like the Messiah, or on the other end, totally depressed, totally flat, and extremely intense. So that's why if you find yourself going from an emotion of a very, very high, and then changing on a day-to-day or even an hour-to-hour or month-to-month or a minute-to-minute situation to a real major low, then you're starting to get in touch with your Scorpio factor. Funny thing is, in order to really plug into the Scorpio factor, you need to know what house Scorpio rules in your chart. If you're one of those people that was born with a Scorpio planet, like a lot of you have Uranus in Scorpio, a whole bunch of you have Neptune in Scorpio, a lot of people have rising Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, so a whole bunch of people also have Pluto in Scorpio. A lot of the younger folks do. So they would know what that means, the babies. Babies being born right now, they all have Scorpio in their chart. Pluto, the Lord of Scorpio, is there. But what happens is that this energy factor is so sensitive. And for me, the Scorpio factor alone proves astrology works. But this energy is so intense, it is so deep, it is so blatantly obvious that it is a type of energy that does not run middle ground. In other words, it reflects a tremendous amount of light when there's a high vibration and a high chakra focus, and it also retains the darkness. So Scorpio factor energy inside of each and every one of us is just the kind of energy that builds up and stays with you in your body. I'm aware that a lot of you may have chronic problems with the facial skin, with your body skin. You might have chronic aches and pains in your bones, headaches, besides the caffeine or the sugar you might eat or drink, or the alcohol or drugs you might take. A lot of reasons why we go into altered states of consciousness without meditation is because we're somehow trying to become numb. Because we're trying to escape the pain. More than physical pain, and more than mental pain, there is no pain that I can conceive of to be worse than the Scorpio emotion. Whenever someone dies, whenever you think you're dying, when you're leaving a relationship, when there's been a divorce, when you experience disappointment from someone, or feel rejected, when you really become human, and vulnerable. If you are somebody like me, who is a Scorpio down deep and you know it, and you stick your neck out, and then you get it chopped off, the intensity, the deepness of that emotion is so heavy that if you don't do something with it, then it will literally eat you up. Number one cause of ulcers and intestinal problems and heart problems and cancer, in my opinion, is not releasing the pent-up, compounded Scorpio stress that we contain whenever we go through serious trauma emotionally, or whenever we feel hurt, or whenever we stick our neck out and have our head chopped off. Now, how the heck are you supposed to reach a blissful and happy state and stay there on a regular basis unless somehow you get rid of this stress, this incredible stress, this unbelievable energy that stays inside of your body because you feel so vulnerable? Now, it's okay to be human, and it's okay to be vulnerable, and it's even okay to be hurt. But part of embracing the Scorpio factor inside of each and every one of our charts, because we are human, and we do go through these catastrophic Holocaust-type experiences in our life. You know, a lot of people say, well, how do you want to lose weight? Here's a good way to lose weight. Get a divorce. Yeah, because the trauma involved with ending a relationship like that, in contrast to what happened when you formed it, is so painful that it will eat you up. You see, but the sick part of Scorpio energy is that some people somehow feel comfortable or safe or normal or natural feeling this seething that's inside of us. You know, it can come along the ways of many different types of factors. It could be a vengeance that we might feel, or a frustration, you know, or a hunger or a desire for love or romance that we feel has been ripped away from us because we're not focused in the spirit, because we don't nourish and nurture that monolith of power, that God force inside of us. We lose track of this energy just for a moment, just long enough for someone out there or for something to occur and allow us to feel the pain which we have created, this pain that stays with us. Sometimes it takes people a long time to get over pain. Some people seek therapy. Some people meditate. Some people learn how to cry. Some people learn how to scream. Some people do whatever they have to do to release this pent-up kundalini energy that does nothing but hold us down, remind us of our failures, our faults, our rejections, our tarnished honors, or whatever, and puts us into a situation that if we don't pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, then the machine does break down, and that means the body, and that's when we really get into some pain. So I am aware that I also do not expect each and every one of you to just press the bliss and happiness button and to attain your chakra focus level. We were talking about sex yesterday. And I made it sound easy, like a woman or a man could go to a heart chakra focus down to root chakra or brow chakra like the snap of a fingers. The reason why people are stuck in their heart or their root chakra area focus or their stomach chakra area focus is oftentimes because of the energy that is built up from negative experiences that we have not processed. We have not let go. We have not wailed or raged that energy out and dispelled of it. So what it does is it keeps us locked in our heart or locked in our root or locked in a place where we can't really get in touch with our true spiritual emotions, which will allow us to explode into a realm which is more blissful and happy and more spiritual. You see what I mean? I am the type of individual that if you know me, then if you like me, it'll be because I'm so different in that I'll either be so much fun to be with or so intense that you have to like that extremism. It's like, I would have to say anyone that's in touch with their Scorpio factor has a definite double side, especially Geminis with Scorpio factor, right? Geminis already have a double or triple side anyway. I've got Uranus in Gemini, but if you're a Gemini, and we all have Gemini factor, of course, and you have Scorpio, then that extremism, that extreme euphoria that we feel, and we walk around blissful and happy, that can change from minute to minute, hour to hour, day by day, into intense depression and fear and worry and anxiety. But it is not spiritually healthy to remain in a state of depression and anxiety and fear and worry. Something must be done with that energy. You know, I am aware that a lot of you have had friends and loved ones and brothers and sisters and parents and spouses suffer and die on you in long, some of them in long hospital terms, others accidentally ripped from you. And this is not the kind of thing that is maybe easy to get over, because we're sensitive beings. And that is exactly the type of thing to tip the scale from euphoria and bliss and happiness into depression and loss and sadness and fear. And how the heck are you supposed to raise your consciousness and have a higher chakra focus when you're feeling this type of loss? It's hard. It's tough. And meditation does not work for everybody. And they don't know what else to do. No wonder the alcohol industry and the tobacco industry and the coffee industry is thriving. You know, three industries of poison that sell death ingredients to us because we need whatever we can to keep us going. Keep us running. More caffeine to keep the engine running, even though we're having a hard time. More sugar, you know, more alcohol to numb us because of what happened, and more cigarettes to kill us. So it's no wonder that we're so susceptible to this energy, because we're cool. We like to believe that we are cool and that we can handle this. When down deep, when I look at somebody, when I feel their oneness, and I feel their pain because I'm an empath for sure, I know they haven't processed their stuff. And that's where the soul's scream comes in. The soul's scream. You know, sometimes I wish I lived in the Grand Canyon, one of the biggest echo chambers in the world. So I could just go there, and I don't know if you're ever in touch with some of the American Indian traditions. When they lose a loved one, at least traditionally speaking, a lot of the tribes, they hurt themselves. They actually go through a trauma where they cut their arms, they even chop a finger off. If you saw A Man Called Horse and the trilogy involved in that, or the Dustin Hoffman Little Big Man, and saw some of the traditions well portrayed very well, and some of the wailing and screaming that goes on after such loss. You know, when we have funerals, we probably need a little more wailing and screaming at those funerals to release some of this pent-up negative energy that keeps us from being Kundalini. I mean, people don't even know about the soul's scream or the necessity to experience it. But when I went through my total rebirth, you know, as far as I'm concerned, for someone to release negative Scorpio factor stress, that is compound that I call Clint Eastwood stress, where we like to act cool like we're handling it, but down deep we are hurt. We are hurt. And what is necessary here is to cry it out in such a way that you are wailing it out. You are embellishing that pain almost to a level, a frightening level. And some of you never cry. That's a major Scorpio symptom, when you don't cry. And when you finally do, it explodes. It explodes with energy that is so intense that it actually is the type of energy that I feel can change your life. Now, I also think that besides crying, that one of the problems that we have with people that we oftentimes don't tackle or don't totally get in touch with is we're not really able to scream it out. You know, like I talk about this Grand Canyon thing, where I feel that somebody could go to the Grand Canyon and somebody could actually sit there and wail like an American Indian would in case they experienced loss. We're going to play some music today because I'm going to try to symbolically give you an idea of what I think or what I feel would be an expression of a soul's scream, or what somebody would really need if they had the pain inside of them that must be released. This is a cut that I don't remember exactly the name of. You'll have to buy the album. It's from The Last Temptation of Christ soundtrack. It's by Peter Gabriel. And I call it the soul scream. Maybe I'll find out what it is and let you know. But we're just going to kick back here for a few minutes, as long as the topic's going for another 4 or 5 minutes. And I want you, because I know a lot of you are tranced out and meditating during the show, I want you to hear symbolically what I feel is necessary to release this energy, the Scorpio factor, to reach a blissful state when you are in pain, and when you can finally admit it, and when you can finally embrace it. And I'm not trying to say that I know all the answers, nor am I trying to say that there are any shortcuts, because there aren't. But listen to this music here, and see if you can't feel your soul somewhere inside of it. And please don't go away, because the show must go on. The Soul Scream by Peter Gabriel. Thank you. Oh, I'm real sorry, everybody. I got a little spaced out there from that music and just completely forgot the controls and the feedback came out. I didn't mean to hurt anybody just then, but I had the volume in my headphones turned up for that. Feels better, doesn't it? The Soul's Scream is all about releasing the Kundalini energy. That was a cut from The Last Temptation of Christ, of course, by Peter Gabriel, which I'm very biblical in an eternal sense. You know, I was there. And I sometimes I need to plug into this part of my soul and access it. And, you know, I guess I needed that feedback to bring me back because I was gone. When that music was on, I was like, I was out of there. Talking about out of body, I needed some feedback in my headphones to wake me up and bring me back to earth. But you see, the whole point of this topic is do not sit with your stress and do not sit with your anger or your hostility or your frustration. I know your life is not going to go perfect. And I know that not everybody is going to reach bliss and happiness. But you know what? It's real important for your soul to scream. And music works for me. It does. It works. You have to find exactly what it is. You might want to go out and pick up the CD, Last Temptation of Christ, which was one of the greatest movies ever done, of course. Of course, another good movie coming out today, which you must see, is Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. But, you know, I use the soul scream all the time. I don't enjoy screaming at other people. And the reason why we do get upset and scream at other people is because we don't do anything with our Scorpio energy that builds up. And all of us have Scorpio energy. And that's why there's so much anger and pain on this planet. If we could teach our children how to wail and how to cry and how to scream and let go of that experience, that karma that we felt, then this would be a much more fun, happier, blissful place to live. And I'm aware yesterday's show and today's show are a lot different types of astrology hour that you've heard, but that's just the kind of thing that happens when you have a Mars square Uranus. You know, you come up with these things that people need to hear. So, like I say, if you want to be blissful, then recognize and embrace that you might have some of this pain and let it go. And it's just not a matter of saying it. Sometimes you must let your soul scream. So if it means going to the Grand Canyon and wailing like that person did in the song, you know, or if it means, you know, going someplace and getting in touch with your energy and somehow dealing with it so you can reach that higher vibration, then don't put it off, you know, do it. Do it now. It'll make you feel a lot better. You know what I mean? And, sometimes I have stress inside of me from 20 years ago, 30 years ago that I never did anything with. And that's why when I finally am able to release this stress, it allows my body to be more balanced, more clear, more healthy. And it aligns that chakra system so you can reach that higher focus. I'm Farley Malaris, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, AMR, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. The Soul's Scream, by yours truly. Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, 93.5 FM, KFOX in Redondo Beach. Thanks for taking this trip with us today, this voyage. I know some of you are really out there today with this topic. I'm glad you're having a good time. We're here weekdays at 12 noon. We're a subscription show.